Chavis Lavavis is discussing the reason the bitachon a person should have with regard to schar for his mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and he digressed for a few paragraphs to discuss why is it that bechlal there's no schar b'olam haba mentioned in the Torah. The einish for every single avera is mentioned in the Torah. However, when it comes to schar, there's nothing that's really mentioned for the most part. Schar b'olam haba. There is a little bit schar b'olam hazeh, which we mentioned last week is lav dafka schar. It's more like if you do the ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu will help you do his ratzon weiter. That's the way the Rambam is mazur it. But schar, the ikar schar, is not mentioned. So we went through the first three reasons last week, and we'll try to finish the next four reasons now. The first thing that, first of the next four that the Chavetz Lubavitch says, is something which is really mind-boggling. He says, "Echad ha'taymim b'nei she'ein ha'odam roi l'schar ha'olam haba edei ma'isev ha'tevim bovad, elav af achrei she'osam ma'isem tevim reisnei l'kim schar zebriak b'gal shtei sibis." When a person does ma'isem tevim, he does not deserve schar. Even after he does the mitzvah of ma'isem tevim, Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him schar for two reasons. One reason is, "Siba achas, b'nei she'limi l'vnei odam achir m'savedet ha'lo eris barach. V'hidrich ho'isam la'asiz tev, k'mo she'kosam ha'stik ha'rabim k'kachovim lo'olam bo'ed." Kasher mitzdarif l'ivir Hashem azchus shegarm l'achirim leis tzadikim azchus mashu atzmi tzadik azchus emunis libe atahir azchus asevel shayelu b'gal tzitkusay oz hunat zeroi tzlavoi l'kavos kar el mabo. It's not enough that a person should be able to Kadosh Baruch Hu by himself. You have to help other people be able to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Does that mean that you have to become the darshan in town and start darshaning to other people? No, there's many, many ways that a person can be mashpia on other people to be able to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But he says it's not enough for a person that sits in his winkle in his corner his whole life, and he learns Torah and does mice and doesn't specifically do malame to other people, then he's going to get tremendous, he has ba'etzim the yichurlis to get schar, but he's saying that you're not going to get schar for Olam Haba for that, unless you're also malame to other people. It's not enough to just learn. It's not enough to just be there in your corner and to be misale. You have to help other people learn. The truth is that the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvot, he talks about the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, and he says that from a nichlal in the mitzvah of Avos Hashem is being melamed other people about Kadosh Baruch Hu. Somebody that you love, you tell them about it. You went to Rabbi Shashir, it's amazing. You tell everybody about it. Rabbi Shashir is amazing, right? Because that's a chilek in the Avah. That's a chilek of you tell Rabbi Nishlam is awesome. Rabbi Nishlam, tamaru kitoiv Hashem, right? That's what David Melo said. Tamaru kitoiv Hashem. Taste Rabbi Nishlam, it's delicious. Avodas Hashem is tremendous. That's a chilek. But he says it's not just a chilek. We always talk about at the beginning of this man. We try to mention this man. We didn't mention it. It usually comes winter's man. We talk about Noach. It's foreign. At the end of Bereishis discusses that the reason why Noach didn't have a schus to save anybody else except for his immediate family is because he wasn't malamed other people. He wasn't like Avram Avinu that had the schus to save Sodom. He wasn't malamed other people. So we see that there's achrayas. Moshe kivul tovim mitzinayim, wasu Yeshua, shum zgenim. Rabbi Yochum says, why does the Pirkei Avos start like that? Because that's the achrayas that a person has. It's not just to take the Torah for himself, but to give it over to the next generation. It's not just an achrayas. It's mutl that a person's not going to get schar, says the Chavetz Lavavos, if he doesn't do it. If you don't give it over, then it's not enough that you just learned by yourself. That's not enough to get schar. It's not enough to his ma'isim tevim without giving over to other people. We may live nei odam achirim asavid zavori yisbarach v'hidrich esamlas etzoyv. It's not enough of a tzar. Now that could be a person's family for one. It could be anybody on the block. It could be, I had a scenario today. There was a levaya here, so there were a bunch of cars that got parked in the levaya because everybody was coming. So for 5 minutes, no one's gonna move anywhere. So the window was down in the car. The guy who wasn't moving anywhere, he said, "Why don't you just come outside and get a mitzvah? Might as well. You're not going anywhere anyhow." Come outside and be malavah for 4 amis, and you get a mitzvah too. It happens to be a chiv, but it's a schus. Be malavah somebody. Get a. Why sit here and do nothing? You just get upset. Get out of your car. Be mekayem a chiv and get a mitzvah. Halavoyas ames is one of the things that we say. Is one of the things that is boil mazel and levon tzchar. Chaval not to chaparan. But we have numerous abilities and chances to be malavah to other people. Halachis. Right, halachas that we're learning now, second seder, is halachas that are nigea on a daily basis to very, very many people, and a lot of people have no idea what halachas are. A lot of people do not know the halachas. It's easy to give them over. Vasiba sheni si, why a person gets char, chesed helikim. nidova v'tevik moshikos l'chol Hashem chosik yatzos shlem geish k'maseim. That the second reason why a person deserves schar is not his own, it's not really that he deserves it, because Baruch Hu has given him as chesed. Now the question is, why is it that way? Why does a person, al tizmais and tevim, not deserve schar? Somebody even who wouldn't do any chatoim to pay back the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for one breath. Can you buy a breath anywhere? Is there any way that you could buy a breath? There's no way that you could pay back the Rebbeinu Shel Olam for the smallest favor that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gave you. You have two eyes, you're able to see. You can't pay back the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. So there's no way that anything that you do deserves schar. You can't even pay back what you have already. Certainly it's not deserving schar. Certainly if you was chayte, like the Mesil Sharm says, it says the person that's chayte is really the smallest infraction that a person does, he should be chayv misa. How could he be murdered against your Rebbeinu Shel Olam? It's Baruch Hu al chesed. I mean, that's the reason why a person doesn't deserve schar. And however, with regard to Einshim, it's not that way. Nimsa Eifush Aschar Shabari Neitzel Adam Le Magil Loi Vor Ma'aseh Velu Neitzel Loi Rak B'Tor Chesed Me'Abari. Avlo Einish Magil Adam Be'Emes Mitzaladim. So you want to know why does it say the Einshim in the Torah and doesn't say the Schar in the Torah? Because the Torah doesn't tell you things that Kadosh Baruch Hu gives as Chesed. Because the Torah is only things that are Al Pi Din. Einish is Al Pi Din. The Schar is not Al Pi Din. The person doesn't deserve it. The fifth reason is because there's two different types of mitzvahs. Chelik echad min mitzvahs hein historis, she'ein ro'es an chutz me'abari, gein chavos levavos, that's this whole sefer, chayitz behen. Chelik hashini hein mitzvahs aniris ha'ivarm, kegein tefillin lulav sukkah, chayitz behen. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu m'shalem ha'mitzvahs aniris ha'ivarm, schar anir b'ein l'mazdeh, shalem ha'mitzvahs ha'tzmunis v'ein historis, schar nister, schar l'mabo. For schar, for lulav, for sukkah, for these things, people get schar b'ein l'mazdeh. For the mitzvahs that are chovas halavavos, a person gets schar l'olam haba. Lachin hizkir David HaMelech has the schar l'olam haba. V'itur emer al davar zeh. That's why when David HaMelech was referring to the schar, he said, "Marav tuvcha shir tzafanto l'riyecho," that you hid away. It's hidden for those that fear you. In other words, for yira, a person gets something which is tzuna. Yira, which is tzafon, which is hidden, he gets something as schar, which is hidden. U'ba'itza derech Hashem l'sam tzchar, kachon eisen gam meinish. Alaveris glorious Rimanish Brahma Mazda, various and stars, Rimanish Malabo. He continues with that. He says, Lachain Lay Niskir Schar Zebatira, Kilo Rakis Schar, Vanish Asmar Rat Hashem Lahastir, Lagam Zikr Rat Hashem Lahastir. Since the Schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives, the Schar which is hidden away, so Mamela, he didn't want, the same way that the Schar is hidden, he doesn't refer to the Schar Bachlal also, he wants to hide that also. He doesn't even want to mention the Schar, same way that it's hidden. Which is really a tremendous chiddush, what the Chavos of Ovis is saying. He's saying that all the mitzvahs that a person does, that are chovas ha'ivarim, lulav and kiddush and shema and everything like that, it's all the schar is really olam hazeh. The real schar, the olam habal schar, that's only for chovas halavav. Rabbeinu Yena in Shar Gimel, Parshas Zayin, he says v'daki amaylos al yenis nimtzulon mitzvah esei. The greatest milos were given to us as mitzvahs essay. K'moy milos habechiru, or milos talmud Torah, milos lechas v'darchei Hashem, milos shlemus havitochan. Skipping all the pesukim that he talks about. U'milos hizbeinu megedulas Hashem. U'milos zichrin chasodav hizbeinu b'hem. U'milos hakedusha. U'milos hayira. U'milos ha'avo. U'milos hadveikus. He just mentioned, except for talmud Torah, which yesh lodin what it is. Is it? Chovas halavavos, or is it chovas ha'ivarim, or both of them together? All the rest of these that he mentioned, bechira and ava and yira and bitochen and dveikus and hizboinus b'chaz de Hashem, kedusha, all these are chovas halavavos. Says Rabbeinu Yoino, lechol achas men kam medreges ubavur hamaylos ta'ele nivra ha'adam. Why was the person created? Why did the Rebbeinu Shlom create a person for this paragraph? Mimash himself in this paragraph. Shenemar kol haniku b'shvi ulechvedi barosiv. And what does a person have to wait for? What does a person have to yearn for if he doesn't invest himself in trying to achieve these milas which he was created for? That means that really, just if you really cut out this page here, and you have what to work on for life. But says the Chavis Lavavis, and really it's Mavur now, like in Rabbeinu Yehuda also, that the Iker Schar that a person gets, the Iker reason why he's here in this in Olam Hazeh, is for Chavis Lavavis. That means all the mitzvahs that you see a person doing, you really have no idea where the person is holding. Because you don't know where the person's Ava is, you know where the person's Zira is, his Dveikus, his Bitochin, his Emuna, his all these things, his Kedusha, you have no idea. That's why it's also you can't down a person. But there's no real way to, just because he was Marba Maisim, a lot of people are willing to do tremendous things. Like Menachem Tzvi said, it's easier to get people to donate a building than to pay somebody to donate schnitzel on Wednesday. Why? Because on Wednesday nobody sees a schnitzel. No, it doesn't. There's no brand on the schnitzel. This was donated by Chaim Yanko. And on the building, it says Chaim Yanko in big letters. So a lot of people do Maisim that it's not a raya really where they're holding. Because maybe they do it because of pressure. Maybe they do it because they're going to get covered. Maybe they're going to do it. The Chavis HaLavavai, that's the real Maidid of where a person is holding. And you have no way to gauge that. Because you have no idea where the person is holding in that. It says the Rebbeinu Yehuda that the Iker Schar B'Olam Haba is for these mitzvahs. Ve'echan HaTaymim, Mifnei Shemoyshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Hizkir B'Torah Rakes HaSchar V'Ane Shalom HaZeh, Pnei Shudi B'El HaNoshem Shoyu B'Olam HaZeh. וכך הוא מנהג העולם, כאשר רצון להשפיע על מישהו, שידי שמבטיח לסחר, מאמין לבוינש, מבטיח לסחר, מאמין לבוינש, בהתם, לזמן הלמוקים. It says that he talked to Yeshua, Kain HaGadol, because he was in the Olam HaMalachim, but when we're talking to people in this world, you tell them people that they can relate to in this world. But not that there is no schar b'Olam Haba, just we'd rather talk to you about things that you can relate to. That's what's more about him. Ve'ata akurei havenes adover. The last reason he says is, מפני שכל המטור של שכר עולם הבא, what is the purpose of what's the schar that a person is going to receive in Olam Haba? It says it's dveikus and rebanish tzadikim yoishim inen miziv hashchina. Right? Iskarvus and dveikus and rebanish olenu. Kmo shekos v'halach lefanem tzidkecho, kvoid Hashem yatzvecho. V'nem roir u'mizkilim yazir kezoy arakiyo, leir barachayim. V'rak mi shavoy reitze boy who yochal agil advekis iskarvus boy. Somebody that Rebbeinu Shlom is interested in, he can get to that. Me'achar shiritzeni shal Rebbeinu Yisbarach, who kol ha'yisoyit shal tzchar ha'olam habo. Kmo shenem ha'kirega v'apechayim b'ritzeni. What is schar? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Oris Potom, his interest in us, his interest to connect to us. That is the schar l'olam habo. U'mi'achash v'parashat b'chol kreis enever p'sukum sheish l'olman mehem shakashar neshmur shlater oz alikim yirtze bonu. כמו שנאמר לא יסיגל נפשי אסכם ונאמר פניסי אליכם מיסים לכם לליקים ואתם תהיו לי לאום כי נראה גם שכר עולם הבא נזכר בתורה. זוק תורה, the last reason is not a reason why it doesn't say the שכר in the Torah. That is the reason why it does say the שכר in the Torah. What is the עיקר שכר עולם הבא? The עיקר שכר עולם הבא is דבקס in the ריבונו של עולם. That it says in many different lashonos in פרשת בחוקי סיין. פניסי אליכם מיסים לכם לליקים וסיגל נפשי אסכם. And Memela really does say the שכר. It's interesting that Mavur in the Mesil Sesharim, but clear in Derech Hashem, in the first Shar, in the first Chelek, in Perek Sheni, that what we're trying to do with the mitzvahs is really, what we're trying to accomplish is really the schar that we're going to get for the mitzvahs. What are you trying to accomplish with the mitzvahs? To be Mizdavak and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is the schar for the mitzvahs? Dveikus and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Kumtai said, even in Olam Hazeh, what we're trying to accomplish is the schar that we're going to get in Olam Haba. It's all the same thing. Says the Derech Hashem, says Ramchal Derech Hashem, Hine Ukefima Shiyarba Bishlemius Kahu Marba Achizav Izdabkus Boy. The more a person is Marbin Shlemius by doing the Torah mitzvahs, he's Marbin Dvekis. Ad Shibhigioi El Tachlis Knias Ashlemis, Hine Umagi El Tachlis Achizav Izdabkus Boy is Baruch Shemai. So when a person reaches the pinnacle, the zenith, the highest level of Shlemus, then he also reaches the highest level of Dveikus. V'nimtza mizdabek boi yizbaruch shemoi, v'nene betuvoi umishtalim boi, v'hu atzmai bal tuvoi u'shlemusai. This is when a person is mizdabek in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is the toiv which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to give him. The Dveikus that he achieves through the mitzvahs is really the schar of the mitzvahs, what the mitzvahs is. The schar of the mitzvahs is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mizdabek in the person. President Green is Dabak and Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's maybe Schar Mitzvah Mitzvah. The Schar of the Mitzvah is actually what the Mitzvah gets you to, is what the Mitzvah is. So, Kum Dois, Adin Echram, Itak Adonse, says the Chavis Lavavis, so what is the Bitochen? Now that you just mentioned the seven reasons why it doesn't say Schar, or it does say Schar in the Torah, in Olam Haba. What is the bitachon? Bitachon elakim shisham tazchar Olam Hazeh Olam Haba shevtiach l'tzadik avar v'dotzi l'mishu roilim shishalim moigamkin esanish l'mishu roilim hu choyva al hamamin v'emunah zu yechem yikri emunah b'elakim. Like we said, it's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrim of the Rambam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Gimel Tov l'shem Ritzoy Sof u'manish Tovim Mitzvay Sof. That's a chiyuv that a person has to have to be maimin that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay him back for what he does. U'tov l'mutov. Kamo yishkotz, he brings a pasuk v'hemin ba'ashem yachshav elei tzedoko v'nemro oivu l'iman tzedoko v'tuv Hashem. However, he adds on, as he ends, he says v'noichoin mitzad ha'maimin shiftach ha'maitzav ha'tovim shiyeh batuach etzel shiyekah b'zchar ha'olam ha'zev elam ha'bov ha'maitzav al yitz'amit v'shtadal ha'hizis ha'boriah v'ratovi sh'u'es lo'y tomid lo'y mitoich tikva la'asik batzad etzel zchar shiyegi elay al achre shiyishtadal l'fer l'boriah etz ha'ido שוחייב לה יתמור את הטבעס הגדל יציב את החלקים שיתם לנסחר עבור עבידון סייד בתור חסד. That a person should not think, oh, I did so many mitzvim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me for the mitzvim that I did, he succumbed me, I deserve that schar. He says, no, a person should thank the Rebbeinu Shlom for all the tevas that he's given him, and he should be b'yteach and HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's going to give schar, but b'tor chesed, and he's going to give it as a chesed, not because you deserve it. Like we said, mentioned beforehand, a person doesn't deserve it, even if he's mar b'maisim tevim kechol ayom. Certainly, a person has to be b'yteach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him schar for his maisim. However, it's not because of his maisim, it's b'tor chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give him. Ve'echar chasidim ha'yo'imer, im yasu ma'odim cheshbin miduyak, kama shul chayiv l'alakim ha'tevish asaloi. If a person would make a cheshbin of how much he's chayiv to Ribbono Shel Olam for all the good he's given him, אף אדם לא יוכל להגיע לשכר אלום הבא. No one would make it אלום הבא. אם לא יעדי חסד אלוקים. אף נפר קדש ברוך הוא חסד, לכן אל תפתחו מעשיכם, אלא על חסד אלוקים. ודבר המלך אומר בין אם זה, לכו השם חוסד, כי אתה תשלם איש כמעשה.